From Washington, this is VOA News. Demonstrations have continued again today in Iran, and the United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. A White House official Thursday said the U.S. would look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began last week. Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. Thursday sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. And at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting Friday on the situation. The U.S. statements and sanctions are unlikely to sit well with Iranian officials, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who have blamed foreign governments for instigating the protests. Nearly 30 civilians, including children, have been killed by airstrikes in the rebel stronghold of eastern Ghouta, outside the Syrian capital of Damascus. The British-based watchdog group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of the airstrikes were carried out by Russian jets. There is no immediate confirmation by the Russian military, which is providing support for the government forces fighting rebels. Eastern Ghouta, home of 400,000 residents, has been cut off from food and medical aid since 2013. The Dow Jones Industrial rose above 2,000 for the first time on Thursday. This is VOA News.